Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Elijah. How may I help you?
Yes. I had a charge on my card. Well, actually, there's two of them, and one's for $5.74. The other one's for $67.32. Thing is, I don't even know who y'all are.
Okay. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm just getting everything canceled out. Can I get a confirmation on the address where the account lives?
My home address?
Yes.
It's 1751 Vernalee Boulevard, Trailer 35, Parker Heights, Texas, 76548.
Okay. Thank you. Give me one second while that account loads.
On our video call is our good friend Brian Forster, and he's just been to Corral, and I can't wait to hear what he has to report to us.
Oh, great.
Hey, Brian, good to see you.
Hi, Brian. Gentlemen, it's been a long time,
Brian.
Always a pleasure to visit with my ancient alien compatriot.
Are you at your house in Paracas?
Yeah. I've just come back from an incredible ancient site called Corral on the central coast of Peru.
Okay, so I have the account pulled up now, and the most recent charge I do see is for $67.32, which is for a tactical bag.
Appears to have been designed very much like a modern metropolis, with specific districts dedicated to various trades. It has 3,000 inhabitants.
At Calab, we've got this incredible urban planning. It has indications of summits. Definitely engineering, definitely mathematics when we start looking at the planning, the structure of these particular sites.
Okay.
Covering more and more of it. So as you drive off the highway towards Corral, on the left side and the right side, you live on a mile. So it was a very major center. Probably the most incredible thing is the central pyramid is quite massive and the excavation is ongoing.
Standing some 90 feet tall, the Great Pyramid of Corral occupies an area of 5 acres, or nearly 4 football fields. A 30-foot wide staircase rises from a sunken circular plaza at the base of the pyramid, passing over 3 terraced levels. On third
Okay, let me get the accounts up for you.
Could be used for astronomical observations. Recently unearthed archaeological evidence suggests that during the same period, approximately 4,600 years ago, well, ziggurats were being built in Mesopotamia, as well as the step pyramids in Egypt. Incredibly similar structures were being constructed in Kalal. Was this line here coincidence? Ancient astronaut viewers believe the evidence suggests they could be profoundly connected.
There was some kind of synergy going on between Egypt and the Carol civilization of northern Peru at exactly the same time. These monuments are meant to connect us with otherworldly environments. They were constructed around 2600 BC. I find that very intriguing indeed.
Corral is dated to about the same time that the Saqqara Step Pyramid was built. Do you see a correspondence between those two sites?
I'm just curious if the timeline keeps coming up about ancient places being 4,500 years old.
Okay, so would you like a cancellation number?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Would you like a cancellation number?
Yeah, because I've never received anything like that and don't have any use for anything like that. I'm disabled, so.
In ancient traditions around the world, there are accounts of a lost civilization that existed on Earth that was destroyed by a great flood. Of India, the Babylonian Hall, the Epic of Gilgamesh, the Bibles, Book of Genesis, and the Incan myth of the Little Pachacuti. According to geologist Dr. Robert Schott, a growing body of evidence suggests that these stories are historical events. They actually have occurred around the end of the last ice age, 12,000 years ago.
We now know, based on a lot of geological data, that there were incredible climatic changes at the end of the last ice age. My work has put it all together that this was based on major solar outbreak. That change conditions on the surface of the Earth dramatically and to make a very big story very short. There were well-developed cultures, sophisticated cultures, civilization on Earth that were devastated by the effect at the end of the last ice age.
According to Dr. Schott, this cataclysm thrust humanity into a dark age for thousands of years. Civilizations emerged around the globe at remarkably similar times.
After thousands of years, civilizations re-emerged around the same time period, between about 3,500 BC to 2,500 BC here. So we have that in the Old World, with Egypt, with Mesopotamia, and Asia, with the Chinese culture. Overall, this, I believe, evidence of this in the Americas of the reemergence of civilization. Can you tell us why, in your opinion, it is such an important ancient site?
I think the most important thing was that people of Corral were somewhat connected to the ancient deity called Wiracocha, which we find in other cultures in Peru and other locations around the world.
Wow. They found the gold very near Corral that had the image of this vast god on it. And they were able to date it to, what, like 2300 BC, meaning it was created by people who lived at Corral.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it makes Corral the only radiocarbon-tested ceremonial complex in the Americas.
There, look at it. Such a paradise.
Okay. Your cancellation number is C as in cow 263 201 945.
You want to put the, you're gonna put the money back on my card then, right?
Yes.
Cool. Sorry about this. I don't know what happened or how that happened, but more than me.
Yes. Okay, that all I can do for today, sir?
That'll take care of it. Thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
Bye-bye.
NBA legend Allen Iverson. He comes to my shit. They can save you big money on all of this. That ass to hand.
If your car is off warranty, an engine replacement can cost over $5,000. A new transmission is over.